Good evening, everyone. This is Audio Mo Day 24, although actually it's the 26th of June 2016, and I've got a bit of catching up to do. But I want to talk a little bit. Hold on, I'm going to shut my kitchen door because the TV's on a bit too loud. I just want to do a quick post. I'll start unloading my dishwasher. Okay. Ooh. Okay. I don't really want to say much. because there's not really much to say, but you can probably guess that I'm going to be talking about the results of the EU referendum that held on Thursday. And unfortunately, the result didn't go the way I wanted it to. And I've been feeling absolutely devastated about it. Because as far as I can see, the people that have voted out, a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them have been blinded by... Oh, I'm trod on the dog now. Get up from under my feet. Have been blinded by the immigration card that people like Nigel Farage, and I know that's not the way to pronounce his name, but he's such an obnoxious character that I really don't feel like having respect for the man. So Nigel Farage, in his usual form, playing the big racist, not racist, he doesn't call it racist, I do, the big immigration card. Yes, we have a lot of immigration, you know, there's a lot to think about with immigration. It's not just immigration though. These people object to the migration that comes with being a member of the EU. They forget that doesn't work, that, you know, it doesn't only work one way. It meant that we also had the freedom to travel within Europe, and, you know, without any borders or problems. And a lot of people seem to forget this. All they think about is people turning up, trying to get through the Channel Tunnel, etc., etc. They don't realise all the good things the EU did. For example, the laws that made it compulsory for drugs manufacturers to pharmaceutical companies to label their products in Braille, something which is very useful to me because I'm on several different kinds of medication, and they actually look very similar. Some of the boxes are completely different, but they're not all that way. And some of the tablets, I wouldn't have a clue what I was taking. And there's lots of little things like that for the disabled. Yes, there was some bureaucratic crap that, you know, we can't get away from that. But I think the EU, we were part of a union which was mostly to our benefit. In these dark days of ISIS, for example, I feel very, very vulnerable at the idea. I hope you can hear me, because I'm trying to fit all my glasses in the cupboard and they don't seem to want to go in there. I don't know why. There should be room for all. I just feel very, very let down by my own country, really. I feel devastated over it. I really, really do. You know, I can't understand the mentality that has put us in this position, because it's not going to make any difference. Look at all the promises that people have made. Look at Farage, for instance. He said that some of the money that we give to the EU, in brackets, a lot of which comes back to us in various ways anyway, close brackets, the health service, the NHS would benefit. Oh, really? And is he in power? Is he the Prime Minister? Is he even in the government? No. Is he likely to be in the government? Well, I'd like to say no, but after recent events, I'm not so sure. But let's hope not. Anyway, that would be one step that would definitely be one step too far. So he promises that all this money for the NHS when he's not in a position to do so, and it's an out-and-out lie, and then he ends up having to apologise, said he shouldn't have said that. Now, I wonder how many people voted thinking that they're doing their country a favour for the NHS. How many nurses train in this country and then don't find the conditions good enough to work in, so they clear off? And how many recruitment campaigns has this country had to have to fill those gaps with people from the Philippines and various other foreign countries? And what a fantastic job these people are doing. They're basically running the shop, to be honest. And I don't really think anyone can deny that. So I feel that we're in a very, very precarious position. No one knows what lies ahead, but I don't think it... I'm not an expert on economy, obviously, but I don't think it bodes well for the economy. We've already seen the pound going through the floor, and I've heard of companies closing because they just don't want to deal with, you know, the trade, all the taxes and everything that are probably going to be brought in. Bugger. I dropped a plastic beaker on the floor. Go away, cat. Rolled away. I'll have to look for it in a minute. So I'm not very happy. I can't believe this country's been so foolish. I can't believe people have voted so stupidly. If people were really in possession of all the facts, I wouldn't mind the way they vote. It's their democratic right, obviously. But the fact is, most people, if you question them, it's because of immigration. They're taking our jobs, they're taking our houses. That's all people can see. They can't see the wood for the trees. That's how I feel about it. And it's become very, very hateful. I've heard that there's been a lot more racist abuse from Brexit supporters. Going around saying to foreigners, well, we voted for you to get out now, we voted to come out of the EU, you know, the EU because of this migration and immigration, so get out. Which isn't the idea at all, obviously. It may make it more difficult for them to come here in the first place, but it doesn't mean to say those people that are here have got to leave, I hope. I think better the devil you know. In the dark days of ISIS, I feel very vulnerable as a small island. And if Scotland decide to have a referendum and want to split from the UK this time, definitely, and Northern Ireland do the same, and then they remain in the EU or join in their own right, whichever they would have to do, I think we're very, very, very isolated. And I like to think there's people at our back. Oh, what's all this good old Britain? We've got our country back. That's what people are going to say. We've got our country back. Oh, have we? For how long? I'm very, very genuinely concerned about it all. That's all I really want to say. I don't like David Cameron. And I'm very disappointed that he's kind of left us in the lurch, really. One thing, I didn't like him at all, but... You know, the least he could do would be to see it through, which I suppose he is going to try and do. But I just feel it was the wrong time to announce his resignation. In a very, very uncertain climate, that's just... I feel like, even though I don't vote for him, and I don't care for him, and I never did, and I probably never will, I feel that there's no continuity anymore, and I feel very insecure. I feel that we're up the creek without a paddle, basically. That is how I'm feeling right now. It's not a nice feeling. I think that was the cup I dropped. It fell in the bottom of the dishwasher. Sorry if this is too loud. It's not a nice feeling at all. Try not to bang these plates too much. I've got a cat and a dog following me around. I've got a little tooth. My little poodle Toofy and the big chief, most high chief Waka Boo Boo. I can hear him purring somewhere in here. It's hot because I've shut the door. I'll open it in a minute. Yeah, so I just feel that it was the wrong time. I mean, the Labour Party's in turmoil. I just think everything's going down the pan, and it's not It's not good. It's absolutely not good at all. And I don't know how it's all going to end. I actually really don't know how it's all going to end. Oh, get out from under my feet, cat! God. Unless you want to be squished. Yeah, I don't know. I feel there's dark days ahead in the UK. Well, not even the UK. I don't think we can call ourselves the UK anymore. There's dark days ahead for England and Wales. I don't really care about Wales that much. But I suppose I should do, because I am part Welsh. But, you know, they've made their own bed. But I don't like the bed that the English have made for me at all. And so I'm not very happy about it. I'm not an expert on any of these topics, as you can tell, but I feel we've been robbed. And how can Farage stand there and say we won without one shot being fired? That is the most tactless thing I've ever heard a politician say, and believe me, I've been around long enough to hear plenty of tactless things from that bunch of idiots. How can he stand there and say that? How can he? It's one of the most heartless things I've ever heard. He is an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. I can't stand the man. I don't like anything he stands for at all. I can't subscribe to anything he stands for. Luckily, I don't have to, but he's getting too popular for my liking these days, and I don't like the attitude of the English people in particular. I think we're a very, very intolerant nation. It's okay for us to go abroad and make money in Saudi Arabia and whatever places people go to these days. Dubai and places like that. And make money, make their fortune, come home, or stay there. Look at all the people who've moved to Spain and made an English community there. English schools, English clubs, English shops. Oh, that's okay, is it? That's fine, all right. Because with the way the English seem to be, is there's one rule for us and another for everyone else. So let the foreigners all, quotes, F off back to their own country. But it's all right for us to go wherever we like in the world and do whatever we want. There's no problem with that. Well, we're English, you know. We rule the world. Ha, ha, ha. We may have done it one time, which is, that's another thing I'm not proud of about this country, but we've certainly not got anything to be proud of nowadays, I don't feel. And with Donald Trump waiting in the wings to fly in like some perverted, poisonous vampire, I think the world is going to be a much more dangerous and disjointed place. And I think, unfortunately, there are going to be some very, very scary times ahead as a result of all these things. That's the first disaster. Trump will be the second one, and probably World War III will be the third. I certainly don't feel now that we've got the support. You know, we will have lost the support of our neighbours. The EU now can't wait to get rid of us. They're not very happy about it. And it's just rocked the boat everywhere. And it has very far-reaching repercussions. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about it. It's a disaster in my eyes.